You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Así es. Separados somos peligrosos, pero juntos. Juntos formamos la pareja más peligrosa de la lucha libre. Hoy por hoy, que vengan de donde vengan. Tráiganlos aquí, tráiganlos de Crash. Porque uno por uno los vamos a tumbar y les vamos a seguir demostrando por qué es que la rebelión amarilla son amados, odiados, pero jamás igualados. Y somos últimos en nuestra especie.
I'm going to go on record as saying best promo ever. But for the people listening to this, you're here. You're at WrestleBots with Fabi Chulo. Glad to be back on the air. So, you know, so much went on. We weren't able to, you know, be on the air last week, and I, you know, props to Mecha Wolf and Mariachi Loco, because they were like, hey dude, I totally understand, you know, appreciate you giving us a call, and we'll definitely come on next week, you know, just give us a holler and we're good to go. So I appreciate that. So real quick before we get started talking about the lineup, with me, as I said, my co-pilot, as I advertised, but with me back in the co-pilot's chair, 1000% knockout Nicolette herself. Nicolette, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Fabi, I'm doing well. Thank you. I also did not know that you had to cancel the WrestleBots podcast on Tuesday. I thought you only had to cancel the other podcast on Friday.
No, I mean, we had so much going on. I mean, for the people listening to us, when I posted on Facebook why, you know, I wasn't going to be on, I said, you know, I respected people's privacy. So, you know, we had something go down at home. And so the people who knew, like Kevin Kleinrock and people that I had to tell, especially Kevin Kleinrock, because he knew what was going on, and he was a huge help in you know, getting me what I need and understanding and stuff like that. But Nicolette, I mean, that's your story to tell. If you want to let the people know what happened, it's, you know, it's completely up to you. But I'm just glad you're back here with me. You want to give them a little brief synopsis of what happened?
Definitely. Moving forward, Fabi, you know how rumors definitely fly in the industry, and both of you and I are both in the independent wrestling industry. And Friday night, I believe it was July 27th, July 24th, I suffered two seizures.
Right.
I'm new to it. It was total unexpected. It was came out of nowhere. And Fabi had to take the time off, you guys. He was waiting with me in the emergency room, and it was just a total night of chaos. We called the ambulance two times. But, you know, when I posted it on my Instagram, too, I tell people I don't tell my story for clout, and I don't know who would, but I tell my story because there's people out there that can help somebody. So I've turned to all these pages on Facebook of people who experience seizures and who are my age and who can help me out. So if I can tell somebody my story and it can help somebody, and so many people have. When I posted it, I was telling you, Fabi, and I won't say who they were, but there were wrestlers that reached back out to me and were like, hey, like, you're going to be okay. Like, it happened to me for a year, and it happened to me, you know, this time, so you'll be good, you know?
Yeah, well, so, especially Kevin Kleinrock.
Right.
Kevin Kleinrock was like, hey, man, you know, what type of medication is he on? I told him, so, oh, very familiar with it. You know, if you get this B6 or whatever, it's going to help you. And, you know, a very helpful, you know, with it's kind of good how the wrestling community as a whole just comes together.
Yes.
And that's the first thing everybody asked. They did. Oh, dude, did she get it from wrestling or whatever? I said, no, because the last time you wrestled was February, right before all the COVID
hit. March.
Was it March? January 4th? Yeah, you're right.
The last time I wrestled was March 7th, Comptomania, and I debuted with High Risk, yes.
Yeah, and you speared somebody. What's his name?
Daniel Torch.
Yeah, Daniel Torch. So you speared him at the end, and then High Risk hit him with their finishing move, and it was over. So I'm like, no, she hasn't really taken any hard bumps or, you know, did any hardcore matches. Kind of came out of nowhere. So luckily, you know, we're here. And let me tell you something. I have been trying to get Mecha Wolf on for a long time. That dude, even though the COVID is still in full effect, he's got so much going on. But once I, you know, posted that I was going to have him, of course, I start getting all the questions. Well, ask him this. And because people are too afraid to ask them themselves. So I got a ton of questions. But, you know, we don't have all day to hit him with each question. So we're going to, you know, bring a little bit of because he's been talking about retirement and stuff like that. People are like, no way, there's no way that dude's going to retire, you know, as hot as he is right now. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that. And that's going to be coming up in about 10 minutes or so. After that, at the 45-minute mark, we got Mariachi Loco coming on. And me personally, Nicolette, I don't know how you feel. I think I'm definitely putting him up there me personally, to probably within the top five of the independent wrestlers, you know, if you want to say independent wrestlers, that's going on. We had Little Cholo on a couple of weeks ago, and they've been partnering. But the matches that I've seen him work, I think he's very underrated. What do you think?
Yeah, I've even seen Mariachi a few times in EWF, and he's put on some really good shows. But I think my favorite match from Mariachi was when he wrestled SoCal Crazy at Orange County Championship Wrestling. That was in the cage match, yeah. So it was a really good match.
Yeah, and then the hard hitting questions that we ask here on WrestleBus from Fabi Chulo is they were both at both Lucha Expos, the one that was in Las Vegas and then the one that was in San Diego. And for the people who haven't been to a Lucha Expo, it's good to get there early because you kind of see the wrestlers out of their element. They're setting up their booths or their tables, getting their merch together and all that. And that's when we did the one in San Diego, first of all, it was probably, I'm going to say probably 140 degrees inside the gym.
It was, yes.
So they sent, you know, people to get food, to get ready for the day and all that. So we have to ask them a question about the coffee. So we'll definitely ask him about that and talk to him about the Lucha Expo. You know, it's supposed to be in Philadelphia next year. And I was kind of skeptical. I'm like, well, I don't know, you know, do people really know Lucha out in Philadelphia or whatever? But talking to Kevin, he's like, well, you know, that's where a lot of that started with ECW. Conan was the first one to start bringing out Rey Mysterio Jr. and Psicosis and put on a show, you know, to where people are like, holy shit, I never seen stuff like this before, and really started to put it on the map. I think that's what really got it out there. Once they started working in ECW, that hit the mainstream. And then people, I'm telling you, man, Paul, Nicolette was born in 94. So ECW was hot, like maybe late 90s. And then it started to fizzle early 2000s or whatever, if I believe right. But I mean, that Paul E was a genius. I mean, he was the one who was smart. He said, even though I got a hardcore company, I'm going to bring these guys in to mix it up. You know, even Benoit and Eddie Guerrero and Dean Malenko, he really started to put them on the map. So when we talked about it, and the ECW arena was such a hotbed back then, Kevin was like, you know, I'd like to take that back over there and, you know, bring it to the people and see what we got. So it got kind of messed up this year. So hopefully it's going to go next year. Me personally, and this is just me, I thought it was better in San Diego. It was just closer to the border, to Tijuana, you know, easier for the guys to get there. It seemed like that was a bigger draw. There was a more fan base in San Diego. But, you know, Kevin and them, they're not afraid to roll the dice and see where it's going to be best or whatever. Las Vegas was cool, but it was two extremes, right, Nicolette? It was freezing at Vegas and hot in San Diego, right?
Well, in both times, too, even though they were in San Diego, and, yeah, it was that, like, Lucha crowd, that TJ crowd from the border, it was still both good crowd both times. It was different vendors, and sometimes they were the same, but you always found whatever you needed or, you know, whatever merchandise or whatever talent came down to.
Yeah, but I have to I have to talk to Kevin to see if he could book that rematch, because the one match I wanted to see was Bestia and Damian against Solar and Solar Jr., and I missed that whole match. So, Kevin, if you're listening, if we could rebook that, please, man, that would really, really make my wrestling career, just to see that again. But anyways, we're gonna come back with Mecha Wolf. We're gonna talk to him. He's got some limited time because he's got some other stuff he's got going on tonight or whatever. So let's see what Denise Salcedo has for us. When we come back, we'll get Mecha Wolf on the line and we'll talk some serious luchas.
Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch your favorite shows each week, or when to try a new one. We've got a brand new video series kicking off this Sunday as photographer Jerry Villagrana debuts Photo Versus exclusively on the Lucha Central Facebook page. On each episode, Jerry and a fellow photographer go mano a mano comparing and sharing stories behind some of their most memorable photos. This week, Jerry welcomed Josh Garcia of Rudos Photo as they explored shots of Rey Mysterio. And this coming Sunday, Black Terry Jr. joins the show and he and Jerry share photos of their favorite lucha dives. Don't miss the show. Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, only at facebook.com/luchacentral. Monday, it's an elite episode of Business of the Business as Kevin welcomes the man behind the new AEW action figure line. Jeremy Hadauer to the show to talk about writing letters to 1,000 famous people as a kid, getting into the toy business, creating the Jack WWF classic line, his recent record-breaking Pokemon card purchase, and, of course, the launch of AEW Figures and Collectibles line. On Tuesday, Mass, Mass, and Mayhem gets a visit from El Inframundo when AAA and Lucha Underground star Drago stops by. Plus, the gang chops it up about the possibility of Mil Muertes in AEW, former Lucha Underground stars that are making waves, new additions to the Walls of Fame and Shame, and much more. Check out the premiere video stream every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Lucha Central YouTube channel and at luchacentral.com. Then listen to it on your favorite podcast platform every Wednesday. This Tuesday night, live on WrestleBossLive.com, Bobby Chulo is back with Lucha Underground and Lucha Vavoom's Mariachi Loco and the Crash Lucha Libre's Mecha Wolf. Call in live to ask questions Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific or download the show on podcast platforms on Wednesdays. Wednesday nights live on Facebook, it's Spanish show La Mesa de los Margaros, giving you both the news and the chisme from around the lucha world. Special guests and a whole lot of fun make it one of the most talked about shows in Mexico. Find the video version on Facebook Wednesday through Friday, and then Saturdays download the audio version in podcast form. Thursdays, it's Straight Out of the Bodega with Papo Esco and PWR promoter Gabriel Ramirez. This week, Los Angeles Misterioso pulls up to talk shop about his start in Lucha Libre, controversy surrounding the Misterioso name, and his rise to the independent scene, including international trips to Mexico, China, and Japan for Dragon Gate, plus working for New Japan here in the U.S. On Friday, it's your double dose of Lucha Central weekly podcast, one in English y el otro en español. Lucha Central Weekly is where you'll find all the top stories of the week, both inside and out of the ring from Mexico and anywhere luchadores are in action across the globe. This week, both shows take a look back at Grand Metalik's biggest WWE match to date as he took on AJ Styles last Friday night on SmackDown. Plus, Lucha Times' latest news, including their alliance with DTU. Catch up on the top stories of the entire week in Lucha Libre in just 90 minutes. Be sure to subscribe and follow all your favorite Lucha Central Network series on your favorite podcast platforms. And please be sure to give a rating and review to help more fans find the shows that you love. For now, this is Denise Salcedo signing off from Lucha Central Central. Have a great week.
Man, they got a lot going on with that Lucha Central. Hey, real quick before we get to Mecha Wolf, 1,000% knockout Nicolette, what do you think about Mil Muertes going to AEW?
I just heard that, too. I know. Look, at see, I've been in the hospital for 2 days. Look at all of this that I missed. That's awesome. Wow, he's like a legend. Yeah, he is from Lucha Underground, huh?
I mean, but do you think they'll know how to use him, or do you think he'll fizzle?
Oh, I don't know. I like him in the, like, the lucha. I feel like AEW is more like American. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with him. Have they talked any rumors or anything yet?
It's funny because on Lucha Central, they're going to talk about it and maybe talk to him about it to find out what's going on. I mean, who's he going to – who can hang with him? Luchasaurus? I don't think so. I mean, I really don't know where they're going to be able to fit him in or whatever in there. But it would be interesting if anybody that's a luchador slash – pro wrestler could fit in there, it's him. I mean, if they were to bring Mecha Wolf and Mil Muertes out there, it would be all that. I mean, they would tear that place down. Yeah. So AEW, Cody Rhodes, if you're listening, bring Mil Muertes and bring Mecha Wolf, unless he's going to retire, and then we'll go from there. So let's go ahead and give him a call. He was working at a 24-hour fitness, I think, in TJ, so I wonder if it's still open out there. Well, that's one of the many questions that we can ask him.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Hold up a second here. You know what? I'm going to have to send him the call-in number.
He's going to have to call in. Okay.
Yes. So hold on a second. Hold on. Sorry, but I think it's since he's in TJ that.
No,
that's what's
I will
fun,
tell
so.
A really quick story about Mariachi, Fabi, if you have to cut me off. Is that okay?
Go for it.
So between the time that Fabi and I went to Lucha Expo Vegas, and then prior to that, I was training with Mariachi a little bit. I would go to wrestling practice on like Tuesday nights, and he'd be there. And then he was like, "Oh, come on, you can come train." And I was like, "No, no, it's okay, it's okay." I'm like, "I'm not gonna get in the ring with Mariachi. He's gonna be like, 'What are you doing?' You know?" And so he's like, "No, no, come on." I'm like, "No, I'm just gonna sit on the side." He's like, "¿A dónde vas?" You know, in Spanish, like telling me to come inside. And I'm like, "Okay, I'm getting up. Let me put my shoes on." Like, you know, like he didn't have to tell me two times. I'm like, "Okay, I'm getting in the ring." And then we went to Lucha Expo Vegas, and I did like a video of him, and I'll post it after this too, and I'll post the link to the podcast for people who didn't get to listen to it. And they played his music, and he started dancing. Everybody was like, "Go, Mariachi, go, go, go." And then so he posted it, and he's like, "Can you send me that video?" I said, "Yeah, sure." They sent it to him, and then he's like, he messaged me. He's like, "Anytime you want to come back and come train, you're more than welcome to." I left that message, like, trending in my inbox for like 133 weeks. I'm like, I'm going to pretend like I didn't get it. So I hope he forgot, because I was so nervous, like, to go back and to go train.
And that's good training, because we're going to talk to him about that when we get him on here, because I was working with you for a while. So you know what? We went to the upstairs where they have the other mats, and we worked out there, and it worked out really well. So I tried to shoot Mecha Wolf the number to call in, and haven't heard from. So I'm going to try his number one more time. I don't know.
Okay, please do.
I know because he's in TJ that it's a different number. So let's give it one more try here.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
God darn it. It went right off. Man, you know, I knew it was too good to be true. So let me send him another text real quick.
And I'm going to text Sean really quick, too. Sean was asking me for a quick update of everything that was going on. For everybody who doesn't know, Sean Black is a promoter. He does Amped Up Wrestling. He does Compton Mania and all the Amped Up. And when Sean does his Amped Up shows, he puts on a show at an Ability First place. Sean's 9-to-5 is he works with Ability First Children. I'm going to talk to Sean because this is kind of a platform for me as Nicolette Marie to go out there and go talk to the kids, and I can let them know that I experience seizures like them. So maybe within me they can find somebody they can connect to. So I'm hoping for, as far as my whole Nicolette Marie thing, it's not done. I'm hoping that I can bounce back, get healthier, get stronger, and come back.
Yeah. It was very scary. I mean, I'm just going to go on. I don't even want to talk about it. That's how how bad it was. But I sent him a text. He said he's going to try to call that number. So hopefully he will. Hopefully we can connect. I've been trying to get Mecha Wolf on for so long. So hopefully he'll call that number and he'll call in right away. So, okay, he says he's calling now. So hopefully it's going to connect and we'll be good to go. Got a bunch of people on here that says it's dropped. All right. Okay. So hopefully he's calling that number. It's going to connect or whatever. I don't know. It is a regular number, you know, like a three area codes and then seven numbers or whatever. So I don't know what the problem is, but maybe he doesn't have the same type of a connection that we do out there. So hopefully he's going to be able to call in and go from there. But until then, as I was saying in the opening, so many people want to ask questions, but they don't want to call. So they just kind of like send them to me or whatever. Did you know, Nicolette, that Mecha Wolf and Bestia wrestled Mustache Mountain? And for the people who don't know, Mustache Mountain is Tyler Bate and Trent Seven from... Oh, looks like we got him here. Hold on a second. Let me pick this up.
Okay.
Hello, you're live on WrestleBus. Can you hear me?
Yep. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Mecha Wolf, it's Fabiano. You're live. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yep, I can hear you guys.
Ah, it's beautiful. Real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBus with Fabi Chulo at Lucha Central, and we're live. We're going to be talking to Mecha Wolf in just a second, but with me as I say, co-piloting with me is 1,000% Knockout Nicolette. Nicolette, say hi to Mecha Wolf.
Hey, Mecha Wolf, it's nice to finally have you on the WrestleBus podcast.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I'm really excited.
Hey, I got to tell you, man, you know, I know you're not too familiar with the WrestleBus podcast, but, you know, Lucha Central, that's the one that puts on all the Lucha Expos and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, when I advertise who I'm going to have on, I try to get it on by Friday, you know, to get everybody locked in. And it took a little while, but once we confirmed you, dude, I got so many questions. I mean, more than anybody else. I mean, you just inundated with emails and messages and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, I can't get all these questions to him, so I'll try to get the ones that were the most relevant to what we're going to talk about. But first of all, before we get into all those questions, tell us how you do it. For the first, the one I got the most is he really going to retire? They're like, how can this dude who is on top even think about retirement? But, you know, with this COVID and everything, I know, you know, the work's been slow or whatever. Can real quick before we get into to all that other stuff, I mean, is that really something that you're serious about? I know you got Monster Wolf and everything like that. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, it's something like, to me, it was one of those things that this whole situation with what's happening in the world really puts you into a whole different perspective, where now you are based and you have to survive without wrestling, you know, and that's like a really, in a way, it's a really cool thing because it puts you into a different perspective where I can survive without wrestling. And I've been really trying to focus more than anything on my music this year. And I don't know if you knew, but we had a show that was going to happen on WrestleMania weekend. And it was going to be basically my first rock and wrestling show. And we were going to have bands. We were going to have guys like Psychosis on the show. We were going to have Damien 666, you know, so many guys. And it was going to be a great show. And it's one of those things in my life that I always wanted to do before wrestling. I was in bands when I was younger. So I wanted to just try to fully focus on that for, like, the remaining of you know, the year or whatever. And when I said that, everybody, like, lost their mind. And I was like, it's not one of those things that I'm just going to fully just, like, retire. But it's like I need to just take a little break from it, you know, especially with everything that was going on in the business as well. And all the crazy stuff going on in wrestling, I really didn't want to be involved with anything because I saw so much injustice. And I saw so many people get breaks that they didn't deserve when they were being really terrible people outside of the business. So, you know, and I'm not going to elaborate on that. That's just all I'm going to say. But after I see you see those things, you get to a point when you're like, well, enough is enough. I'm just going to go focus on myself, focus on my band, and, you know, wrestling will always be there. So that's basically where I'm at.
Bobby, I do have one question for Mecha Wolf. Mecha Wolf, what's your status with Miranda Alizé? I noticed that you guys always say, like, she'll say, I'm training with my brother. Is that your little sister?
Yeah, I pretty much, like, consider her, like, one of my sisters in wrestling. Like, I'm really close to a lot of girls in the business, and she's, like, one of the ones that I consider, like, my little sister. We're always, like, training. She's in Texas right now, but anytime she's here in TJ, we're always training and working hard and, you know, trying to help each other out as much as you can, because I think, like, when you meet real people in wrestling, you should keep them close, and when you don't, you should keep them far away.
And that's so cool because you will protect her in the business, because it's cool when you find friends like that in the business that will protect you.
Oh, definitely. And she'll, like, talk to me about, like, certain, like, she's like, hey, dude, what do you think about this company? Or what do you think about this? Should I do this or that? And it's cool because, like, I am, like, a little older than her, and I've been wrestling for 18 years. So, in a way, it's really cool to see her come to me for advice in certain situations. So, it's pretty dope.
And the videos
that
she posts are always amazing of you, all you guys in TJ. Like, I always look forward to them. And I want Bobby to get her on the show, too.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, man. She's badass. She's only getting better with time. So, it's a matter of, you know, like, you can see, like, how much work she's put in the last, like, few months to when she came here in TJ, and she's gotten so much better. Like, a year later, she's doing great.
Yeah, well, especially if you're working with somebody like Mecha Wolf. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been wrestling for over 20 years, mostly on the independents. I've been to TJ many times and wrestled at the Auditorium and stuff like that. And I kind of got out of the business a little bit because my podcast started going to more of mixed martial arts and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. But it's funny because Martinez Entertainment, we've had a working relationship with them. And I saw when you wrestled Black Taurus over there, I think it was Joseph that called me and said, hey, man, you got to see this match, man. These guys really went at it. And I saw it, and I'm like, God dang, I knew who Mecha Wolf was. But after I saw those matches, you know, that's who I called. I called Joseph, and I said, hey, man, I said, you know, Mecha Wolf is badass, dude. He said, yeah, man, we're going to bring that dude. We're going to have a match over here and all that. So since I was so out of the loop, I didn't get to see that much. But let me tell you, real quick before we get into that, is that why you moved to Tijuana, to be closer to the Crash and to start working out there?
Well, you know, me and Bestia Seis are tag team partners, and we've been, like, tagging for, like, the better part of, like, the last 3 years. And we were, like, facing the problem where they wanted to bring us together to many companies, especially here in Mexico. And mm-hmm. I was flying out of Florida, and sometimes, like, the flights would be more money than what I was getting paid. So yeah. We're like, well, it's better if I just move to TJ. Because I was thinking about it for a while. I was either between Tijuana or the UK. So I was like, well, I'll move to TJ, and then I'll be closer to Bestia, and then we could just fly anywhere together, you know. And after that, we ended up, like, going to the UK together, going to Ireland together, all over Mexico together. You know, like, I feel like our bookings doubled just by me being in Tijuana and being closer to him. And it's just more convenient, because if I want to be in the States, all I got to do is take, like, a 15-minute, you know, drive to the border, and it's all good. So it's just more convenient, and I've wanted to do it for a while, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to pull the trigger finally. And I think I've been here like 8 months already, 8-9 months.
And how is it living out there? It seems like, because I follow Mecha Wolf on all his social media, and I see nice day at the beach, you know, kind of hanging out over there. And then, so are the gyms actually open out there in Tijuana, like weightlifting gyms, so that you can work out?
They fully opened the gyms about a month ago, I believe. It took a while for them to open everything up. We were, in the meantime, we were just working out at the auditorium, and then they kind of like closed down the auditorium. And then they opened it back up, like, recently. But it was, like, for a while, pretty much for, like, 3-4 months almost, everything was closed. And we were just, like, working out at home or working out at the auditorium whenever we could. And other than that, like, it hasn't been terrible. But right now, everything just started to, like, opening back up. Like, now we have a few rings that we can go to here in TJ because everything's open. And it's pretty cool. We go to a gym down in Playas called X Gym, and that's where we do, like, our wrestling training right now. And everybody's, like, really awesome at that gym, and it's a really good ring. So it's been cool. It hasn't been too bad.
Well, you're lucky, because that speaks to how much it means to the how much they take the lucha seriously out there in, like, Tijuana and places like that. Because out here in California, the guys who own gyms and stuff like that have had to completely shut down, because they shut everything down. Then there was a little glimmer of hope that we can open up again, and then they shut them down completely again. So many people went out of business. There's hardly anywhere to train luchas or whatever out here right now. I think personally it's going to rebound, and it's going to do well. I think it's going to be doing even better than before. But speaking of the crash, I mean, I know Conan was involved with that for a little while, but who actually, I got to know who the matchmaker is, because let me tell you, I got a lot of messages on this too. Somebody wrote in, when you could put Bestia and Mecha Wolf against Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, Mustache Mountain, that's a hell of a matchmaker out there. Because I didn't get to see that match, because I'm still trying to get all the matches I can to watch. But a lot of people wrote and said, hey, man, when those guys can work with those guys, that says a lot about all four of them, how they were able to adapt to the different styles. So well, first of all, tell us about did you get into the crash? Because with Bestia and Damian and all them and TJ, they brought you in. And who is the matchmaker? Because that guy's a freaking genius.
So I originally came to the crash with the whole boom of Conan leaving. And when Conan left, because he brought me to AAA, but when he left AAA to go to the crash, he brought me in, Daga, Penta, Phoenix, a bunch of other people. So I ended up in the crash because of Conan. And then after he left, I believe Nacho, the owner, was the one that came up with the idea of, like, hey, you guys should work Mustache Mountain. And I think they were the champions at the time, the NXT tag champions.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because you really didn't see that happen. And it was like one of those things where, like, it was a big honor for us because we got to do it here in Mexico and in front of our people. And it was an awesome match. I was really happy with it. And everybody loved it. So really glad it happened. And I think that was Nacho's idea, the owner of the crash, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good feedback on that. I got a lot of feedback on that, on the messages and stuff like that, which just goes to show, man, those guys are smart. They're thinking And it shows a lot about you guys that you can adapt to that different style or whatever and put on a good match. But that, you know, we talk a lot about that on this show. You know, a lot of the younger guys now are afraid to leave, where they start training, they're afraid to branch out and go try other things. They're more content where they're at. But I keep telling them, you have to go and expand and go different styles, you know, like that. That's what when we were talking about Mecha Wolf there, I was saying, man, when guys like Mecha Wolf could go to, like, Texas and wrestle, like, strictly pro wrestling, white guy or whatever, and be able to adapt, that's what I'm talking about. So for the young guys that are training right now, even though it's hard because, you know, there's no training or whatever right now, what's the biggest piece of advice that you can give them to get to, like, where you are, to work at places like The Crash and, you know, Puerto Rico and places like that?
Just repetition. I feel like a lot of people just don't train anymore. And then when you go to the shows, you see them, like, either get really tired or not, or I always tell people, watch your stuff with no audio. And if you can see that, and if it looks like real, and if it looks entertaining, then you know you were really, like, putting your everything into that. But
yeah,
there's a lot of people that just get tired, like, quickly. So I would say, man, do reps, train as hard as you can, and eventually somebody will notice the hard work that you put it in. You know, that's like one old thing. And man, and swamp social media with your stuff. Right now we live in a day and age where, like, if you don't promote yourself, nobody's going to promote yourself. And the perfect example is this guy, Warhorse. Warhorse hasn't wrestled any of the big companies, but he got the fans so riled up that he was able to get into AEW because he has a really good fan base online. So it's all about, it doesn't matter what you do in the ring sometimes. It's the matter, like, it just – if you're, like, really good at social media, you know, you will get out there. You will get out there too, but you have to put that work once you get there. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, everything begins and it ends in the ring. So you have to put that work. So I think that would be the biggest piece of advice. Just repetition, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to tell you, because we're running up against the clock. I know Mecha Wolf got so much going on and everything like that, and we appreciate you just taking the time to talk to us. But
actually, my interview ended up getting canceled because it was an interview in Puerto Rico, and, you know, they just got hit by that storm a few days ago.
Right.
And it destroyed a lot of stuff. And right now, the guy that was going to interview me, he's without power.
That sucks because that's happened to us before. Yeah, the thing crashes or whatever, and we've lost people. But I'm going to pose this question to you. It's good that we have you on because this is just my personal feeling, okay? I'm so happy when I see guys like Garza and Andrade, you know, people like that that make it to the WWE, because I get so happy because I know they're making good money and they're able to, you know, take care of the family or whatever, buy a nice house. But to me, it just seems like they get buried. Like it's just a waste because they're so good, but they just don't know how to use them. So this is what I feel about Mecha Wolf. I would love to see him make it in one of these, you know, big companies, like maybe even New Japan or something. Well, if you went to New Japan, I think they would definitely know how to use you out there. But do you kind of feel that way? Do you see that? Because Garza was such a bad dude, you know, in The Crash, and the way they mixed him with you guys and Revolución Amarillo and stuff like that. They get him to WWE, and it seems to me like they just don't know how to use them. I mean, can you expand on that a little bit, or do you have to kind of be cool on that?
Well, I really don't watch wrestling anymore, so I really don't follow anything because I've been focusing so much on music that whenever I do get time off, if I can watch a match, I'll watch something like old, really, really old, like Japanese wrestling or something, or like some really old lucha libre. But right now I'm not keeping up with anything that's going on in either WWE or AEW. I watched AEW last week because I wanted to see Warhorse's match. And because, you know, everybody was buzzing about it. So, but honestly, I really can't elaborate because I don't know how everybody's being used. I did see that he was in, like, a faction with Randy Orton, and I feel like that's a cool thing. You know what I mean? So, I feel like he's done so much in so little time, and I'm just really proud of him. Because, again, he's like one of my brothers, and we started together in the Rebellion and everything. And I remember I saw him debut in AAA, and one time, like, in his debut in AAA, somebody didn't catch him on a dive, and he got hurt. And just to see him – just to see him rise from stuff like that and to see him now where he's at, where he just bought a new car and everything, just got married.
Yeah.
It's like you just can't help to be proud for him. And I really don't need to keep up with anything that's going on to be proud for my friend. But, yeah, I can't really elaborate fully on that because, honestly, I don't watch any more wrestling, honestly.
Well, because the big rumor is that Ricky Banderas is going to go to AEW. And when they had the Lucha Expo, they had one in Las Vegas, they had one in San Diego, and they brought him out for both of them. And I'm going to go on record as saying him, Ricky Banderas, and El Hijo de Fantasma were the two that really stood out. I mean, those guys put on a show. We saw them. They did it, mixed everybody up pretty good. And they even put, like, El Hijo de Fantasma and Fantasma against, like, Ricky Banderas and Solar. And the way they mixed it, I mean, those guys really put on a show. So I would be happy to see him go there, but I just hope that they just know how to use him. You kind of know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. I'm really pumped to see, like, Ricky hopefully get a shot, man, because, like, he's one guy that was, like, an inspiration for me growing up. I would literally go and pay tickets to watch him in Puerto Rico growing up. So just to be with him in locker rooms and stuff like that and knowing the kind of person he is and how much he's done, especially for Puerto Rican people like me, he kind of opened the door down here in Mexico for us. Where before him, there weren't that many Puerto Rican wrestlers, you know, like really getting over. And I think like he broke that barrier. So if he gets that shot and an AEW or whatever, I think it's going to be not only a good thing for him, but for the rest of the Puerto Rican talent.
I agree 100%. Let me tell you a quick story. When Lucha Underground first started, they had a big media day. And so that we were only allowed to talk to a few people like Conan and Chavo Guerrero Jr. and people like that. But when you were done, they let the media go in the ring and take a picture with Mil Muertes and somebody else. I can't remember who. So I went and I took my picture and I'm like, hey, man, you know, it's good to meet you and everything. He's like, oh, yeah, thank you, you know, for coming down. This is going to be great and everything. So I was the last one. So we talked for a little bit, and it's okay, you know, good to meet you. So I go to get out of the ring. I didn't know he was behind me. So when you go to go over the second rope, you kick your foot out to go over. Dude, I kicked him right in the nuts. And I turned around. I said, I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, man, it's all right. But I was scared to death because TV does that dude no justice. That's a big dude, man. Scariest thing or whatever, but he's such a nice guy, man. It was like, oh no, we're good or whatever. So that was my interaction with him. But then I saw him at the Lucha Expo and got to talk to him out there, you know, and I told him, man, I said, hey, you know, you got something here, man, that I like to work in. You know, he's real humble. Hey, man, thanks, you know, I appreciate it, whatever. So it's good to see that those guys are doing well. Personally, I mean, and this is just me, I know people have lives and stuff like that. To me, I'm going to go on record as saying Mecha Wolf is one of the top wrestlers that I like because he can mix it up, man. I mean, the Duke's got the mic skills. He can work with anybody, as proven with Mustache Mountain and people like that. But people want to branch out, man. They want to pursue other things and all that. So I think whatever you put it into, if it's your music or wrestling or whatever, I see the work rate that you have, and I think, you know, you're going to do really well. So we appreciate you coming on, man. I got to tell you, I don't really think, like when I told you, when I text you or message you, that you really know how much of a fan base that you have, because these people, I mean, I was inundated with just all these questions, because I think people are scared to call in and ask, so they try to go through me or whatever. But,
yeah.
You know, regardless of which way you go, I think you're going to do well. So we appreciate you coming on. Nicolette, any last words for Mecha Wolf before we let him go?
No, that's awesome, Mecha Wolf. Congratulations on everything. And, you know, that's so cool. Like, thank you for answering that question about Miranda, and hopefully we can get her on the show soon. And thank you for people like you in the business that look out for girls like that. I'm a manager in the business, and people like that, it helps the wrestling world go round for us.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the best I could do, and I feel like when I was like training in Florida, I had a lot of girl students. One of them ended up getting signed for WOW, and she does Miss Mariah in WOW, and she's like one of my students, and I call her my daughter because I protect the hell out of that girl. And I feel like the better we are towards the women in our business, the better they will treat us back and the better wrestlers we will have once everything is all over. You know, at the end of the day, I feel like this is for everybody. It's a business that is for everybody. And the better we treat the women in our business, then the more we're gonna get out of them as far as like talented and like just women that can lead us to like the future of pro wrestling. So that's just like my little grain of motivation that I just put out there for my friends, and I just try my best, you know, because if I had a daughter and she was in the business, I want her to have somebody good and by her, you know, or watch
over
her.
Yeah, for sure. Take care of them. Well, I'll tell you what, when you guys come out here, you and Ricky, hopefully they'll bring you guys together for a show out here. We will come and get you if you want us to come and get you and TJ, and we'll go to Venice Beach, go work out at Gold's Gym, and then there's a place called the Firehouse that's just down the street where you can get a bodybuilder's breakfast, and we'll definitely
go
and check that out. Maybe go hit up the boardwalk or whatever before you guys go do the show or whatever. So just keep in touch, and once that happens, man, Ricky came to work for Joseph, and I told him, he's like, yeah, bro, let's go to, I want to see if the monsters at Venice Beach or whatever. But for some reason, even though the show was at 8 o'clock, Joseph wanted them at the venue like at 11 in the afternoon, so we couldn't make it.
You
gotta be there early,
super early to the recording
and next time,
like right before Mania, I was supposed to be out there for Joseph, and it just ended up getting canceled.
Well, next time, let me know. We'll definitely come and get you. We'll head up to Venice Beach and go check it out because it's awesome up there, man. And I know Ricky wanted to go too, so hopefully we can make that happen. But anyways, for the people listening, don't forget, follow Mecha Wolf on all his social media. Keeps everybody up to date on there. You can also go to themechawolf.com. Check out all the merchandise. He's got mascaras. He's got T-shirts, tank tops. He's got all kinds of keychains, whatever you want. Just check it out with him. A million thank yous for coming. I can't even begin to tell you how much of a pleasure it is for you to come on and talk on Lucha Central. So we look forward to whatever the future holds for you. All right, my friend?
Thank you guys for having me, and y'all have a good night. Stay safe out there and don't go too crazy.
You are welcome on this show anytime. Anything to promote music-wise or anything, we'll definitely promote it here. So for the people listening, check out Mecha Wolf. You can just put Johnny Urinet in your little space engine for Facebook, and then check out themechawolf.com. A million thank yous for coming on. I'll keep in touch, but we'll have to hit up that Venice Beach. All right, my friend?
Hell yeah, man. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Mecha.
All right, you got it. We'll be right back after this.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited luchacentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always. Use your head.
How about that chairshot.com? You know, you can also go to lucha-masks.com and check that out. For some reason, the commercial, it hasn't been playing loud like it's supposed to. So if you check out, they got, I'm telling you, man, that Lucha Brothers mask, the Pentagon and the Rey Fénix, they can't even keep them in stock because they sell so fast. So you definitely want to check that out. Lucha-mask.com. Check one. I got so many masks. Nicolette, I would say it, now it's like, you know, before you used to leave, you used to get your keys and get your phone. Now you have to get your keys, your phone, and your mask, you know?
You do, I know. Well, you know, Fabi, you're promoting, who is it? They're selling a mask on that luchamask.com. That's all the, who's on there? Is that
Lucha-dash? Yeah, they have Rey Fénix, Penta. They have a Conan one too, if I'm not mistaken. They have a bunch of different ones.
I thought that they had this Fénix one, and there was like this blonde girl that was modeling it, and I really liked it because it was like pink and teal.
Yes. You know what? If I had my iPad with me, I would go on this so I could check it out. So hopefully we'll be able to pick up the pace before we get out of here. I'll grab my iPad and we can check it out. But that that Rey Fénix one, for some reason, they can't even keep them in stock. I mean, it's just been blowing up the shelves or whatever. So check out Lucha-Mask.com for sure. You know, I got to tell you, man, it was good that we got to have Mecha Wolf on for a little bit. You know, we're only supposed to have him for like 10, 15 minutes. We were able to keep him on for a little while because he makes – and I didn't even think about that. It made a good point. You know, when these girls get into the business, especially with the way things have been going, you know what I'm talking about? A lot of people have been coming out saying they've been getting kind of – I don't know what the word I'm looking for is – messed with or whatever – it makes a lot of sense. You know, you hook up your trailer to Mecha Wolf. You know, he's going to take care of you and he's going to get you. And that's why we have Mariachi Loco on too. I've been, you know, in the business a long time. I know who's pretty real and who's just kind of in the business to kind of make some money and do what they can. So that's why when it just happened that we were training out there in Anaheim or Stanton or whatever, Mariachi was there. I'm like, hey, you know what? If I have him help Nicolette with the roles and stuff like that, the guy knows what he's doing. And then it was just like that, man. Got him one right after the other. So I'm going to give him a call, Nicolette. Hopefully he's going to pick up. So
okay,
we'll see what happens. Because I text him and they never text back. Like, okay, cool, I got you.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, but we moved so fast with Mecha Wolf that I didn't even have a sort of a space in between. You know what I mean?
Hello.
Hey, Mariachi, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBoss. Can you hear me, my friend?
I can hear you loud and clear.
It's beautiful. Real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss with Fabi Chulo on the Lucha Central Network. Don't forget, you can check out Lucha Central on iTunes and Spotify. And, you know, we take live. We are live on Tuesdays. And then Wednesday, they put everything up on all the networks. So make sure you check him out. And on the line with us right now, Mariachi Loco. Been trying to get him on for a while, but he's even same thing. Even through this COVID, he's still got a lot of stuff going on. But real quick, 1,000% knockout. Nicolette is with me. Go ahead and say hi real quick.
Hey, Mariachi, how are you doing?
Hi, Nicolette. Doing good. Thank you. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Good, thank you. Sorry, super sorry. I know we had to cancel on so many people. I was so embarrassed. I don't know what I was more embarrassed about. The cancellations, the ambulance coming to my house 2 times.
Well, good to hear that you're doing well and everyone else.
That's the first thing everybody asked. Did she get it doing wrestling? Did she take a pile driver? Did she take a power bomb to the cement? Well, that's the first thing everybody asked. And I'm like, no, man, it just came out of nowhere. But anyways, you know, luckily, you know, everything's okay. You know, it's good that we have somebody like Kevin Kleinrock who for lack of a better term, knows about these things or whatever, because he was a huge help. I mean, helped me a lot with all this, so we appreciate that. But, you know, Mariachi, I got to tell you, man, not just because you're on the show or whatever, but I rarely put people over, you know, but I got to be honest with the way I've seen you work and things like that. I've always said I think Mariachi's very underrated. I mean, I seriously think he should be, like, in New Japan or something like that. But, you know, the way the business is, it just depends. Now, we're going to start from the beginning because I've seen Mariachi work, and I'm like, man, this guy's got something here. So, you know, working out in Orange County because that's where you guys are based and everything like that. And the first time I got to interact with you is I was when Nicolette was starting to train, and she couldn't get the roles. And it's different when it's your daughter because you don't want to be too hard on them and you don't want to be too soft or whatever. I said, this guy knows what he's doing. I said, can you please help me? Nicolette with the rose. You're like, yeah, man, no problem. Went upstairs, started working, boom, got him like that. I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. So it's things like that where you know what you're doing. You're constantly working, working on your craft and trying to get better and do things like that. So anyways, after that, then that's when you started really starting to move up, and then that's when everything came about with Lucha Underground. So real quick before we get into talking about training and training people on Friday nights, tell us how all that came about. Did they approach you and say, hey, look, man, we're thinking of bringing you in as Mariachi and then maybe, you know, a different character here or there? How did all that come about?
Well, it's really funny how I got the gig. First of all, I basically got a phone call saying, hey, we need a couple wrestlers to go and do some type of rehearsal for this TV show that's happening. I didn't know exactly what TV show they were talking about, but I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. So they, I get the call. I go ready to drive over to L.A. And as I'm approaching this giant warehouse, like, wait a minute, this doesn't look like it's a TV show, a wrestling TV show.
Yeah.
And as I was walking towards the parking lot, out comes Conan. I see Conan. I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, this is not just in a TV show. I remember hearing about this AAA Lucha show that's coming to LA. And then finally I realized, oh, this is it. I think it had a name when I got there. I think it was just a AAA Lucha show. But anyways, so finally I got there. They told us to dress up. The only thing that we were supposed to do, and it was me and Infernal that actually went in there, they just told us, okay, prep a match, and then just go out there and do what you have to do. All right, pretty simple. As we're walking in the entrance, they did a whole, basically a whole entire match from beginning to end. But during the match, there was a lot of cuts. There was a lot of takes. There was a lot of stoppage. So they were basically rehearsing to actually record an actual TV, a wrestling TV show. So we were the first ones that were actually helping the camera crew work a lucha show, which I don't think they, I mean, I know they never worked a lucha TV show or any type of lucha libre event. So we were pausing, we were moving, we were stopping, and you know, they told us to redo the entrance, redo the first spot, redo the finish, redo this. So it turned out to be what was the, like a 5-minute match. We turned to an hour event.
Andy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Fabi's telling me that he can't hear us, but I think, yeah. Fabi, I can hear Mariachi. He's still talking about Lucha Underground. Can you hear him? Okay, yeah. Okay, so you filmed, was that only one episode at that time?
No, it wasn't. Again, it wasn't even an episode. It was just the camera crew just working on their angles and just lighting. So as you know, as we went on, we were taking breaks within those takes. And of course, I'm in my mask. I'm in full gimmick. I'm working. I'm doing what I have to do. Yeah, as Mariachi Loco. And then the day went away. We did what we had to do. We got paid, and we went home.
Okay.
Easy.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had to call through my cell phone because the whole thing dropped. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead and continue, Mariachi.
And then, again, that's all it was. It was us just working the cameras, just assisting the camera crew and the lighting crew to be able to adjust for the show. So, again, we really didn't go in there to have a match or anything. It was just us positioning ourselves in situations so then the cameras will know what to do when they're actually recording live. So again, it was us just being there as their test dummies. So
yeah,
you know, the day went, we finished what we had to do, and I went home. As simple as that. And maybe it was a week later, I get a call from one of the producers asking me if I wanted to join. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, this is, you know, such a person, and I want to see if you're interested in joining Lucha Underground. I'm like, wait, is this a joke? And I'm like, no, this is it. We're going to send you a contract, read it through. When you're ready, bring it on Saturday, sign, ready to go, and we'll put you on TV.
Wow.
What
did they
the
want
hell?
You to join as Mariachi Loco?
Yeah, that they wanted me to join as Mariachi Loco. Apparently, when they were actually testing the cameras, Big Joseph and a lot of the producers were actually in the back looking and watching everything that we were doing. So they really liked that I was actually working the camera. I was actually in gimmick, and I was doing, I guess, what I had to do. I did everything the way they wanted me to do things. So they were impressed. They offered me the contract again a week later. And I read it through. I think it was a Thursday afternoon on the dray, on my way over to Las Vegas when I finally got the contract. I read the contract on the way to Las Vegas, and I read that contract on the way back from Las Vegas. Saturday, I signed it, went over to the warehouse, geared up, and I had my first match with Mascarita Sagrada.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember that match.
That was a slamming match. Now, Now did they – it's funny because I had Ricky Reyes on here. I also had Little Cholo and all them. And they never – they were always saying it would have been nice to have some closure. Like, you know, because it just kind of ended it and no, there was no closure, like it, like what happened to everybody or whatever. Now, since then, have you heard me? And said, hey, yeah, maybe we are going to do one more season just to have closure or whatever, or you haven't heard anything yet?
Well, no, nothing. We haven't heard a single thing. We haven't heard, hey, we're no longer filming. We're thinking about doing another episode or another season. Nothing. It was just, again, they just went dark. And we never got an email. We never had anything. And it was, it really sucks because, I mean, you would think for a company like this, a TV company, to be able to communicate with you a lot. So it was kind of awkward where, you know, you're just waiting and waiting and waiting, and of course nothing's coming, and you don't hear anything from any of them. So, I mean, yeah, it would be really nice to at least have some closure, because they had a lot of storylines still going out of season four.
Yeah, I think they definitely could have got a good last season that would have had some closure and everybody would have watched. But real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Bobby Chulo. We're talking to Mariachi Loco. Got 1,000% knock on Nicolette. We're just talking a little bit about Lucha Underground and stuff like that. But I got to tell you, man, that the first Lucha Expo that was in Vegas, I got both of you guys. I was working for a different company back then. I got both of you guys on interview, and I got some airtime. This went really well, but it was so busy, and I had so much going on, I didn't get to see your guys' match. So for both of them, because you did like two on one day and two on another, whatever. So, but when, in San Diego, we were the only ones that were upstairs, so I got to see everything, which was awesome. And I'm gonna. I always say this. I say, man, if you have a good dance partner, you know that means a lot. And this is what I'm talking about. You guys wrestled against Los Luchas, and man, I'm gonna go on record saying that was the best match of the whole both days of the Lucha Expo that was in San Diego. Now, would you agree with that? Because I've seen a lot of matches. Nicolette and I were talking about when you wrestled SoCal Crazy in the cage over there at OCCW. And to me, it just seemed like a fun match because you guys were just all over the place. The cage almost fell apart because you got up so high on it and stuff like that. But that match right there at Lucha Expo in San Diego against Los Luchas, I thought was one of the fast-paced, hard-hitting, everything in it matches. And I'm going to go on record as saying that was one of the best matches that I've seen in a long time. Okay, real quick, can you talk a little bit about that?
First, thank you. I mean, I want to say, I mean, I don't know if it was the best match, but I mean, that the Luchas always brings the best out of us. They bring the best, and I believe we have good chemistry, especially with me and Cholo, and you know, I always have to be very grateful for them. I am the youngest. The youngest and the lesser experience in that ring, but whenever I'm around the Luchas and of course a little Cholo, I'm always blessed to be able to wrestle, you know, SoCal legends. I mean, I gotta give it to them. Yeah. I mean, they're legends in SoCal, and then the way they work, the way I work, we mesh very well together. Our styles are not so much different; they're very, very similar. At the same time, we have our own style. Of course, Lil Cholo and I mean, we've been friends for so long. We basically are married in this business. And we know each other very well, even though we just began as tag teams, official tag teams, I think, what was it, beginning of 2000 or the end of 2018. 2019, we started doing Lucha Homies. And then, you know, I guess, you know, our we clash a lot, and I think that makes us, you know, one of our most unique tag teams, because again, we, as much as we fight, we know how to get along in the ring and get the, you know, the job done. And with guys like Los Luchas, I mean, established tag team for years and years and years, I mean, they bring the best, you know, out of us. And it was really, I was really, really excited to be able to wrestle them, because, I mean, again, we knew that we were going to be the first match in and the first show, which is usually the hardest, because, you know, people are just walking in, people are just getting seated, and as the opener, I was very, very happy that, you know, what we did in the ring was pretty much fast-paced, exciting, and then we had really, really, really good match.
Mariachi, was that the first time you guys had wrestled them?
No, I think wrestled them, you know, a couple times. It wasn't in that magnitude. I think before it was more of a, we're having a match, let's get it over with. Or it was a last-minute booking where, yeah, I know we wrestled at a, what was it, it was in San Diego. It was a, I forget the name of, Michelada Rumble.
Oh, okay.
We had a really quick match. And again, those are just gimmick matches where you're just there to have fun. And then just, which, I mean, those are always great too. Easy pay, easy match. Yeah. You don't have to do much to pump the crowd. So, I mean, that was just a little taste. And then we've had matches where they were involved, or I've been in matches where I was with the Luchas, or me wrestling them with other partners. But I think Cholo and I, Lucha Homies, we've only wrestled them, I mean, I think three times, and the last time was at the Expo Lucha.
Okay. But here's a random question.
Nicolette,
yes.
Hold on. 1 second. I got to take a quick break. Can you hold on for a quick break, Mariachi?
It'd
just be rude.
Yes.
Hold on.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Sorry about that. We had to take that quick break for the 8 o'clock hour. But you're here live, and we're talking to Mariachi Loco. Got 1,000% knocked out, Nicolette. But let's go ahead and ask your question, Nicolette.
Okay, so I actually have two questions. I know, Bobby, you know the other question I'm going to ask. But Mariachi,
definitely
you get your gear. Yeah, do you get your gear done by Kiros? Are you still going to him?
I haven't gone to Kiros for a while, but yes, he was one of the main people that made my first gears. He made my gear, I think, since 2013. But I've had different people make me my gear, but mainly him is the main person that would make my gear.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, were you ever scared to go over there at nighttime?
Yes, 11.
Okay, yeah. You know, I introduced Fabi to him. I was going to Kiro's, and I took Fabi over there, and Fabi said, okay, you're not allowed to come over here alone. Every time, I'm going to bring you, and we're coming at 6 a.m. as soon as he opens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but you gotta go because he cleaned up the yard. You should see, man. He just spent, since the COVID, he spent one day to clean up the yard. So it is awesome now that it's clean.
Oh,
but
man,
you gotta go in the morning, Judy. And when you go in the morning, there's some certain working girls that are right off of Figueroa right there, and you gotta go around them or whatever. It's crazy. But okay, the question we've been wanting to ask, from this has to do with Lucha Expo in San Diego. You want to go ahead and ask that question, Nicolette?
Sure, I will. So, Mariachi, if you remember, you guys were downstairs. Your guys' booth was totally, like, popping. You guys had Amazing Junior. You guys had OG Playboy down there, Fred Gabriel, Little Cholo. Who else was down there with you guys? A couple people stopped by that I didn't recognize, but your guys' booth, everybody was around you guys. And you asked Fred to go make a coffee run. And so Fred got the order, and Fred went, and he walked to McDonald's, and he came back. And I was being, you know, like, chismosa. I was looking over the banister at you guys, and I see Fred hand you your coffee, and you take a sip out of it, and you say, "It's too sweet." And Fred looks at you, and he says, "What do you want me to do?" And you said, "It's too sweet. That's not how I ordered it." And I was thinking, like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen next? And then, like, we asked Fred about it later, and Fred's like, "Well, I don't work in McDonald's. It wasn't my fault, but was it Fred's fault?"
First of all, I don't take my coffee with any creamer or sugar.
Okay.
I always take my coffee black. I asked Freddie for my coffee black. I did not ask McDonald's for coffee black. So I think it's his fault for bringing the wrong cup of coffee.
And that's a very simple order.
Very simple.
It's
really weird because usually McDonald's gives you everything on the side, never in the coffee. So I have a feeling that he was being a jerk and actually mixed the sugar and the creamer in there.
Oh, got it. Okay. That makes
it's
sense
funny,
now.
But it's funny because we never forgot that because it was right when it opened. And when it's open, everybody's getting their booths ready. They're getting their shirts, you know, folded real nice on the tables. So Fred comes with the coffees or whatever, and he gives you your coffee, and he's walking away, and you take a sip, and you go, hey, it's too sweet. It's too sweet. And he just looks at you keep walking. So he
now,
came up.
Now you're making me sound like I'm a diva now.
No. He came up to do the show, to do the live show upstairs, and he said that he goes, as soon as he sits down, I go, "Hey, dude, did you get in trouble?" And I go, I can hear Mariachi say, "Hey, man, it's coffee too sweet." I don't know what he must have got the wrong one. It was definitely like the whole thing for that weekend was the coffee. We just thought it was so funny. But anyways, Mariachi, hey man, I gotta tell you, I thought the whole Lucha Expo, both of them went really well. I thought that match with you guys in Los Luchas was good. They gave you enough time to get in what you guys wanted to get in, enough time to shine. I thought it went really well, and you've just been improving. Even like working for DJ Voss, Martinez Entertainment, people like that, it just keeps going. You know, hopefully this COVID's going to be over pretty soon. I think it is. I think it's only a matter of time, so everything's going to pick back up again. So we definitely look forward, you know, to seeing you guys back out there again. Real quick before we let you get out of here, I follow Mariachi on his social media. And it keeps everybody up to date. He's always putting stuff up there. I know you have Facebook. Do you have anything else besides that?
I got Instagram at @elmariachi_local. And I know I'm pretty hard to find on Facebook. I'm sorry, Fabi. I know you try to hit me up on Facebook a couple of times. I'm usually never there. But on Instagram, I'm always on Instagram. So you can hit me up there. Or even on Twitter. I'm there once in a while at mllocal. But other than that, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
But you know what? It's funny because I keep getting this friend thing, like people you know, and it says tortas ahogadas, and it's a picture.
Oh, that's Pops. That's my Chiloco Pops.
Oh, wow.
I kept wondering. I go, is he got a sponsor now? And what the heck is going on? So no, I'm definitely going to have to check that out. That's
Pops
awesome.
Over in Guadalajara.
Anyways, don't forget to also, are you guys still doing the training on Friday at Dela O Jiu-Jitsu?
Yes, Friday at Dela O Jiu-Jitsu, 8 p.m. Hit me up on Facebook or on Instagram. Also, if you're interested, you could also go and hit up Lil Cholo on his page.
Yeah.
All serious inquiries, of course. We make sure that everyone's following CDC, what is it,
Guidelines.
We make sure that we're covered up. Again, if you have questions, you could always hit me up. But yeah, we do a lot of lucha stuff. We do tie up lucha style. So if you're used to American, get used to some lucha.
Yeah, it's good. It's good because that's good training. Seriously, if you want to get some good training, and not only that, you're going to start training. They're going to give you stuff you can use. You're going to get work because they're going to teach you right. Not only just pro wrestling, but luchas mix it really well. So, and that's what helps you get a lot of work. So, Mariachi, a million thank yous for coming on, man. I mean, the future looks bright. This COVID crap's going to be over pretty soon. So, I think it's going to be just a little matter of time. So, we definitely look forward to it. Nicolette Marie, any last words for Mariachi?
No, just thank you so much. And, yeah, when Mariachi's telling you guys to hit him up to go train, I really recommend it, you guys. Like, I was super nervous, but that's telling you guys, like, he's serious about the training. So he's not there to, like, play around. Like, you will learn something. You will walk away learning something that day from the class. So join.
Agreed.
Awesome.
I agree. All right, Mariachi, we definitely look forward to checking you out. Make sure you check out Mariachi Loco on all his social media and go get some training. I'm telling you, man, he'll get you to the promised land. Mariachi Loco, everybody, make sure you check him out. We'll be
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.